Here we go. The Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Bishop Lori Haller from the Iowa United Methodists. She is my guest. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance led by Brooklyn Price from Winterset.
Let us pray. O God, give us leaders whose hearts are large enough to match the breadth of our own souls, and give us spirits strong enough to follow leaders of vision and wisdom. Give us leaders in our state of Iowa who model humility, virtue, and integrity. Give us a government that provides for the advancement of all people and all towns and cities to the farthest corners of this state. Give insight and courage to our legislative leaders and our Governor Kim Reynolds to make decisions that enhance the welfare of all, especially those who are in need. And we trust you, great God, to give us the vision as citizens of Iowa to pursue justice and fullness of life for all, to pursue it diligently, and to protect human dignity for everyone, everywhere. We ask these things, great God, with minds open to your word and hearts that trust in your eternal care. Amen.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there senators to be excused? Are there any senators seeking the floor for announcements, introductions, or points of personal privilege? For what purpose does the senator from Lynn, Senator Mathis, seek the floor?
Yes, Mr. President, am I in order for a point of personal privilege?
You're in order, Senator.
All right. I would like to offer my congratulations, or maybe even on behalf of the Cedar Rapids delegation, of course, I'd like to offer congratulations to Timothy Ledoux and his partner Ashley Kane for winning the U.S. National Figure Skating Pairs Championship on Saturday. Tim is a Cedar Rapids native, and he started skating at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena, same arena that the Rough Riders play at, in the Learn to Skate program. And he then quickly started competing and placing seventh in the novice men's category at the 2008 U.S. Championships, then switching to pairs in 2010. Tim and Ashley have been skating together since 2016, finishing third in both the 2017 and 2018 U.S. Championships. And just one side note, my clerk Beth Freeman, who worked for Tom Harkin for about 20 years, decided that at age 49 she might take up figure skating, and Tim was her teacher at age 16. He was 16 and teaching Beth, and so needless to say, she's here and she's not in the U.S. Figure Skating Championship this year. So Tim succeeded greatly. The win this weekend is even more remarkable considering that Ashley had a serious fall just 6 weeks ago. And it was uncertain if they would even be able to compete this last weekend. So that's terrific. Tim and Ashley will now head to the World Figure Skating Championships in Japan in March as the only U.S. team in pairs competition. And I know we will all send our very best wishes to them. Thank you, Mr. President.
For what purpose does the Senator from Marshall, Senator Edler, seek the floor?
Mr. President.
You're in order.
Thank you. As you all may have heard in the news this weekend, the search is over for a family in Marshalltown, and I would ask that you please keep them in your prayers. Thank you.
For what purpose does the Senator from Johnson, Senator Bolcom, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, a point of personal privilege this morning.
You're in order, Senator.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Say good afternoon, actually. It is after one. Writing good legislation takes time. You have to listen to people you agree with and the people who you disagree with. If you listen, you learn. If you don't listen, you make mistakes that hurt Iowans. Last session, Republicans led by Senator Chapman made mistakes. Mistakes that are now hurting Iowa families and causing costing Iowa's economy. Take Senate File 2311, last year's big giveaway to Iowa utility companies. Last week, the Iowa Environmental Council released a survey done by Iowa State University on Iowa energy efficiency contractors. These are the businesses that we all have in our districts that help us save energy. They do construction, they do plumbing, they do electrical work. They also help homeowners and businesses save money by saving energy. Some wrong-headed, backward utility companies actually oppose helping their customers save energy. They think their business is selling as much electricity and as much natural gas as possible rather than serving their customers. That's why they back the GOP energy disaster, Senate File 2311. It gutted Iowa's energy efficiency efforts that have led the nation and have saved Iowa families and businesses hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. Today, more than 74% of Iowa energy efficiency employers say that Republican legislation hurt their businesses. More than half of these businesses expect to make layoffs over the next 12 months. 19% have already laid off employees. 23% say skilled employees have left their companies to look for other opportunities. I know we spent a lot of time here talking about the need for skilled workers. This legislation sent skilled workers to other places, not Iowa. Nearly 84% of the business surveyed stated they expect lower sales in the next 12 months. More than half, 53%, expect they may be faced with laying off more employees, and almost 40% expect to see those more of their skilled employees leave. And we all need to hear this. Less than 2% of those companies expect to be hiring. In states other than Iowa, energy efficiency jobs are booming. In our state, Republican legislation is driving skilled workers out of Iowa. Republicans, will you help fix this mistake? Will you listen to Matthew Thomas of Prevailing Resources, an energy insulation company based in Ankeny? He said, energy efficiency programs support small businesses and community members. A lot of my customers would not be able to make needed efficiency upgrades to their homes without these rebate programs. The ability to insulate makes a home more comfortable. Can you imagine today not having insulation in your home? Your furnace would run around the clock. Insulation makes it warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. We're making energy expenses more affordable. Matthew, there's not much chance that Iowa Senate Republicans will fix this mistake. The utility monopolies now control Iowa energy policy, and that's not good for Iowa businesses, Iowa workers, and Iowa families. Also last week at the Energy Day, we heard from our community action agencies. They're the folks that help low-income folks stay up on their bills and insulate their homes. There's more than 210,000 Iowans today behind on their utility bills to the tune of about $35 million. Those households today are going to have less resources in the next year as a result of the work we did to insulate homes. That's what our community action programs do. There are going to be some whopping utility bills showing up in people's mailboxes in the next few weeks. And our work here has undermined the ability of those homeowners to keep up with those bills through efficiency. Mr. President, I hope we can revisit this. It's probably one of the worst pieces of policy that you all passed in the last 2 years that's hurting Iowa businesses and Iowa consumers. Thank you, Mr. President.
Seeing no other senators seeking the floor, for what purpose is the senator from Lynn, Senator Hogue, seek the floor?
Mr. President, am I in order for a, I'll do it as a point of personal privilege, but I really wanted to see if we could get some guidance about whether this chamber is going to be holding committee meetings and subcommittee meetings on Wednesday.
You're in order for a point of personal privilege.
Okay,
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Whitfer, would you yield?
Will Senator Whitfer yield?
Sure.
You're in order, Senator.
I've been listening to weather forecasts, and they're saying that we can expect what's being described is this unprecedented deadly cold weather on Wednesday, and I'm concerned about having staff and the public being expected to come to the Capitol. And this morning I've just casually heard everybody setting subcommittees and doing stuff like it's going to be business as usual on Wednesday. I was wondering if that's the plan or if you're going to be canceling committee meetings and subcommittees on Wednesday.
That decision has not been made, but as soon as it is made, we'll let everyone know as soon as possible.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Whitford. I appreciate that. Thank you, Mr. President.
For what purpose does the Senator from Warren, Senator Garrett, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. I was wondering if Senator Bolton would join.
You're in order for a point of personal privilege, Senator. Will Senator Bolcom yield?
He'd be most happy to yield.
You're in order, Senator Garrett.
Thank you very much. Senator Bolcom, of course, I don't know how I'm going to bring this subject up, and I don't have any statistics or any numbers here in front of me, so I wonder if you could tell the body how much extra charges were on our utility bills to fund these projects that you're talking about. How much did that cost us?
Well, the investment in energy efficiency, customers have been investing through their utility bills in energy efficiency programs for like the last 30 years. That investment in the utility bill, through our utility bills, has saved Iowans objectively the avoidance of 2 to 3 new baseload plants at the cost of probably $1 billion or more. And it's for every dollar invest in energy efficiency, we get a $2 return. It is actually the only thing on the utility bill, Senator Garrett, that saves the customer money, the energy efficiency charge. And I think you gutted the programs to about two-thirds of the resources that we were spending. So I expect that maybe about $100 million in money that went to customers for things like rebates for new furnaces and new air conditioners, new refrigerators, insulation, commercial lighting, industrial motors. About $100 million is going to be kept by the utilities now.
Well, you don't want to answer the question, then I get it.
Approximately this year going forward, why companies are laying people off is because there's going to be about $100 million less in energy efficiency investments as a result of your vote.
So you're saying that the savings to the ratepayers for this year is about $100 million because of the bill we passed? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying what might appear to be savings to the customer this year, according to the Iowa Consumer Advocate, who reviewed your legislation last year, and he said the impact of your bill last year would result in Iowa utility customers having higher bills, not lower bills. What was kind of confounding about the debate last session was nobody on your side seemed to recognize or be able to understand the fact that investments in energy efficiency over this very long period of time have kept our bills low. Now, you want to talk about transparency and the money? Yes, $100 million will stay with customers.
And is that about what it was per year?
It's more than that. It's been more than that.
Okay, so how much has it been?
I don't have precise figures. I think it's been as much as maybe $150 million a year.
For how many years?
Long time.
Okay.
Good 25 years. I don't know if it's been that much every year. And the utility companies who take that money from us, give it back to us, they get paid $1 for every dollar they invest in efficiency. You know, because it's more expensive for these utility companies to go out and build new power plants, Senator Garrett. That's what nobody seemed to get on your side. It's cheaper to invest in saving energy than to go out and build new power plants. And that's the savings. That's why Google's here. That's why Facebook's here. That's why our big industrial ratepayers got so low rates, and that's why Iowans have so low rates. It's because we've led the nation in saving energy and saving money. So you want to talk about $100 million, a lot of money, and you want to say, well, you are standing with ratepayers by letting them keep that money. Well, you've, according to the consumer advocate, that decision in a very short period of time is going to result in higher bills for everyone, including you.
Well, so they have more money that they could, if they wanted to, they could invest in conservation projects and energy saving projects and so on. As individual customers, because now they have more, we're going to have $150 million extra that we didn't have before in the private sector. Is that right?
About 100.
Well, I thought you said 150.
Well, there's still going to be an investment of about roughly $50 million is going to continue to be paid for by Iowa customers towards these programs. You didn't get them completely, just about two-thirds.
Well, all right. Thank you very much.
For what purpose does the senator from Dallas, Senator Chapman, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Will I be in order for a point?
You're in order, Senator.
I apologize. I missed a lot of the debate here. I was in a meeting, but caught the tail end of it. Just to answer your question, Senator Garrett, the bill we passed saved $240 million for this year. The energy efficiency program has taken $2.6 billion from Iowans since the 90s when it was first instituted. And I just want to remind Iowans to check your utility bill because we, in the bill we passed last year, require transparency as well. So now you'll see how much you're actually paying in the energy efficiency tax, which will be lowered in the coming months. Thank you, Mr. President.
The chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Democrats will be caucusing in room 24.
The chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move the Senate adjourn until Tuesday, January 29th at 9 a.m.
You've heard the senator. You've heard the motion of the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer. All those in favor say yay.
Yay.
Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate is adjourned until Tuesday, January 29th at 9 a.m.
Democratic caucus immediately in room 24. Democratic caucus immediately in room 24.